The Department of Justice also won a guilty plea today from the Swiss bank Credit Suisse. The bank is being charged in a criminal case with conspiring to help U.S. citizens evade taxes. As part of the settlement, Credit Suisse will pay fines totaling $2.6 billion, NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
A guilty plea on a criminal charge is a rare thing for a big global bank. It hasn't happened in the U.S. for more than a decade. The government charged Credit Suisse with willingly enabling their U.S. clients to evade their taxes by setting up sham accounts and helping with the filing of false tax returns. Such practices go back decades, according to the Justice Department. And in a press conference this evening, Attorney General Eric Holder said this case should send a message to other banks.
When a bank engages in misconduct that is this brazen, it should expect that the Justice Department will pursue criminal prosecution to the fullest extent possible, as has happened here.
Jacob Frenkel is a former federal prosecutor turned private attorney. He says the nature of the crime isn't new.
The laws on the books in the United States that are relevant to this case really have not changed in the last 20 years. It's just that the geopolitics and the philosophy of federal prosecutors has changed.
Namely, he says the Justice Department is trying to look tougher on banks. The agency has won tens of billions of dollars in settlements from J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, and others, mostly in connection with their handling of mortgages leading up to the financial crisis. And while today's settlement was unrelated to that crisis, Frenkel says Holder has been under pressure to prove that the Justice Department can charge banks with crimes.
No institution is either too big to jail or too big to fail.
It's difficult for banks like Credit Suisse to survive if they lose the ability to operate in the U.S. The government wanted to exact a guilty plea but not put the bank out of business. And Frenkel says the government had plenty of leverage.
Well-heeled international clients, including corporations, do not want to see their bank's name on the front page, in the headlines, every single day, fighting a U.S. government criminal charge.
The fines will go to the New York Department of Financial Services, the Federal Reserve, and the Justice Department. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.